This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, and Tony Medrano, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, who's been guiding us through the intricacies of surrender to Hezbollah in the Middle East. But Tony, I learned from colleagues that Hezbollah, in conjunction with the IRGC and other bad actors, is extremely active in the New World. I'm looking at South America, all of Latin America, into the United States, using narco-terrorism and human trafficking for cash. Is all that well known in Europe and Washington, looking to make concessions to Iran? Do they put all these dots and connect them, or is this a surprise?
No, this is definitely well known, and it's been well known for many, 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 many years. And, you know, we go back to 2011 when you had a case with the Lebanese Canadian bank in Lebanon, a bank in Lebanon, that was caught. That was laundering to the money to the tune of $200 million a month, even in South American drug money that Hezbollah was laundering through Lebanon and the Lebanese banks. Now, we took action at the time, and that was really the only action we took against this massive laundromat, this money laundering machine that Hezbollah had built with the Lebanese banking sector, because, again, we did not want to pressure the Lebanese so that if the banking sector collapses, somehow the economy and all of Lebanon collapses, which we couldn't allow to happen. So, of course, in the end, the banking sector collapsed of its own weight and its own corruption. But we basically, since 2011, when that happened with the Lebanese Canadian Bank, up until 2019, when the Trump administration took action against a minor, much smaller bank called the Jamal Trust Bank for the same reason, the United States throughout that period did not take any action against the money laundering that was happening through that bank, even though we know that Hezbollah has been using that sector for a very, very long time. But Hezbollah's deep involvement with the cartels is very well known. There was a piece in Politico a few years ago that quoted many DEA agents and others who were very frustrated with the Obama administration that basically was hampering their work to shut down a lot of this this Hezbollah narco nexus, and their reasoning, those DEA agents who spoke with Politico at the time, was that it was to serve the JCPOA, the Iran nuclear
right, the Iran deal again. Malcolm, we have about a minute and a half. If you have a question for Tony,
could you quickly comment on what's happening Aoun's election? Looking for a successor seems to have fallen apart. What is the status of that and of the parliament? What's happening there and its impact on the ability to rebuild the economy?
We have
any hope?
1 minute, Tony.
So I don't think any of these things really mean much. So I think whoever Hezbollah is going to agree to become the next president of Lebanon is the person that's going to become the next president of Lebanon. I think the U.S. has a fantasy that if it can bring the current commander of the LAF, the Lebanese Armed Forces, that somehow it will gain some sort of leverage in Lebanon, which is really absolutely silly. The Lebanese president doesn't really have authorities to speak of, besides nobody that Hezbollah is uncomfortable with will ever see that presidency. Besides, that could take a while for them to reach a consensus, and it doesn't really affect much of anything. The only reason for the Biden administration wants it now is so that they can sign that deal with the Israelis, so that they can get that rammed through on both ends, the Lebanese end and the Israeli end. As for the parliament, they can play these games in the Lebanese system forever, and it'll be a mistake for the American policymakers to really get entangled with that. It doesn't really affect anything. The real power in Lebanon is Hezbollah.
Tony Medrano, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.